Hi, it's Grant here. I've got the pleasure of sitting down quickly with John, who's a newly trained i3 Real Coach. And so I just wanted to ask a few questions of you, John. Hi, it's
Okay.
lovely to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, John, why i3? What happened? How did you stumble on i3?
So I'm actually part of a golfing network, and I was down at Ramsay Hall. Was it not Ram? Sorry, Rockcliffe. And I bumped into this guy called Paul, who I'd met when I first set off on my journey about 7 or 8 years ago, when I was working for the charity. I was doing a business residential thing. And Paul's such a great guy. He runs a recruitment company, and he looks at getting financial people into the right position. And then we reconnected all of that time later, and then we sat down, and I got started telling him about my NLP stuff, about my coaching, about, like, I love people, linguistics, language, behaviors. And he said, I use this tool called i3 for recruitment, and it's, getting the people in the right position through profiling. And then he introduced me to Suzanne. I then done the online test, and then the assessment, and then we met up, and straight away it was like something hit me, as if to say, wow, what is this? It was a such a realization in terms of, I think I had an understanding of what I was capable of and what I could do as a person, as John. But to really have it out in colours and look at the different personalities. I've done a lot of psychometric testing before. I've done a lot of coaching. I've worked in mental health and things like that. And for me, you spend time trying to learn about people's learning style, how they come across, what kind of language that they use, to figure out really what makes them tick. And I think that straight away the i3 jumped out at me to say that this is what it does. This is who you are, John. And then I think one of the questions I asked was, well, I was always told that you should do the things that you're not very good at, and step outside your comfort zone. And but now understand it further. Why do we do that when we're not naturally good in that area? We just become a little bit devaluated or demotivated in what we do. So now it's about how can I now share this with others, really. So that's how I
Amazing.
come across it. Sort of like a lad that I met years ago, reconnected, and now I think I started the course in November, done a couple of days on the personality. I then literally started sending out to literally everybody I knew. I'm on probably my 12th report now in a
Fantastic.
couple of months. I'm really starting to learn how to look at the system, how it
And
works.
how's that been for you as a coach in terms of, relatively newly trained, and accredited, and then going out and doing your first few feedbacks? What's the response been like from the people, getting feedback from you?
Exactly how I felt. It was like you could see sort of like the panic drain from their faces. It's like, wow. And just you get this glow from them, and they're very responsive in terms of that's made a huge difference. I'd done two yesterday, and one of the guys that I'd done it with, he's a friend, he's into music and stuff, and he texted me last night. He says, John, I'm just reading back through that report that you wrote, and it's really nice to know now that where I need to sort of like look at what I'm doing a little bit deeper, so it's a game changer. It is,
Amazing. So, like you mentioned, it impacted you personally, kind of like we say, greater self-awareness for you. And as a tool, having worked with lots of other psychometrics or personality assessments, I think it's important to say there's a bit of investment of time and person in an i3 report, in the sense that you write some of the report. Is that fair to say? And so it's not just spat out of a computer. It's also, there's a relational aspect, like we've chatted before. And I'm guessing that's having an impact with the coaches.
It's one of the things that I've never really been good at is I'm not very good at writing stuff. So I am learning now different styles of how I'm coming across with my words as well, which is
Brilliant.
really, really good, because that is, I'm doing it in a way that I'm being expressive rather than trying to do it in the way that I was probably not had more natural at. So
Brilliant.
I am learning all the time about that. Every time that the profile comes through, and I say to people, I just get the results of what the test is, and then it's up to me to write the report around and give you the feedback. And they're like, oh, is that what you do? They're like shocked, as if to say, is it not automated? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the first couple of reports were taking me about 2.5 hours. So I'm probably down in about an hour and a half now, which I'm getting better. So
you'll get better and better. Yeah. And I suppose the last question from my side is just, as someone who runs your own coaching practice, you've got your own programs, how easy or difficult or how have you seen how to slot in i3 into what you do? And is it adding value? Yeah. How do you see it impacting your own coaching business?
So I've just created a online mindfulness for golfing program for the mental side of golf, and I'm introducing i3 as a tool from the word go.
Brilliant.
Because I know that gives us a good starting point.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, Suzanne told me, this is just the first part of self-awareness. What happens thereafter is up to you and the person that you're working with. What they want to do with that information is up to them.
Yeah.
They want to continue working with you, then that's great. If they want to come back to you later on and reflect further, because you can, from that report, you can really branch out and make it, you know, lead to further sessions is what we want to do, you know. So
absolutely amazing. Well, John, I think it would be good to revisit 6-12 months down the line, see you know what, once you've bedded i3 into your programs, what response you've had from coaches. But it's absolutely fantastic to have you on board. Thank you for flying the i3 flag. So so strongly in the early days, and yeah, we look forward to seeing what the future holds for you.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, John.